Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot of news to get into here today. Sunday edition of the show, weekend edition. We got a lot to get into. Last night, there was a Bellator show. I didn't see it, but I heard all about it. There's a lot of stuff going on with Bellator, UFC, streaming versus broadcast, and so much more, which is going to change heading into 2019. If you want to talk about that today, you're welcome to. We also have shows coming up here tonight. New Japan in Long Beach is running. For the first time, I'm not at a New Japan show here in America, but we're going to be watching it here tonight. Myself and Vinny will be doing a full review later on this evening. It is available on njpwworld.com. Normally, the shows air on Access TV Live, but not this time. This time, it will be airing on Access on a delay, I believe Friday. So if you want to watch the show tonight, you must have a subscription to njpwworld.com. So Vinny and I will be in charge of that tonight. And we've also got the Ring of Honor pay-per-view that took place on Friday. We had a Ring of Honor pay-per-view, followed by Ring of Honor television tapings. And at the tapings, a lot of big things went down, including Tennille Dashwood ending up out of action with a shoulder injury. We could talk about that. Likely not going to be on the WWE Evolution pay-per-view, as had been rumored. And also, Punishment Martinez is leaving and allegedly heading to WWE. We've had him on the show. Can talk a lot about Punishment Martinez. We also have full results of the show. If you want to talk about that, you are welcome to do so. Whatever's on your mind here today is fair game. If you want to give us a call, as always, 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages at any time to 425-780-7566. So the phone lines are open, the text message bin is open, and we're going to kick it off today after the break, Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Going to open up today with a baffling text. I apologize if this is you that sent this text, but it says, wouldn't today be the worst day to sign up for New Japan World since you'd only get one day? Excuse me?
You, what has this?
It's 999 yen per month, but when you sign up, that's when your month begins. So your subscription will go through October 30th if you sign up today. You don't pay for October, and then when October is over, it's done. It's 30 days. And JPWWorld.com, everybody. Same with WrestlingObserver.com. If you sign up today, you're not signing up for September. You're signing up for a full month, which will go until 1 month from now.
Now, is a month 30 days or 31?
Whatever. I don't know. But if you sign up on the 15th, it goes till the next 15th. So if you sign up on the 30th, it goes till the next 30th. If you sign up on the 31st, it goes to the next 30th, I presume. Or
so
maybe the
1st.
I don't know.
If it was February and it was the 28th, it would go until the next 28th.
That'd be the idea, yeah.
Gotcha.
As far as I know. I don't handle these things, but I can tell you right now that if you sign up today, you're not going to get this service for one day. You'll get it for 1 month, a month from today. This person says, was that text from Ryan? I don't know, because I bet Ryan's on the line. Let's find out. You're on the air. What's going on?
Ryan, I have a question.
Look at that.
About what I saw in church last night at a wrestling show.
Excuse me, you went to church?
Yeah. I went to church, but it was a wrestling show at the church.
So you didn't go to church. You went to a wrestling show at a church.
Well, I went to church this morning, but this
okay.
was last night.
Yeah, so you went to church this morning. You went to wrestling last night. I just want to make this clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Ron Mathis was wrestling this guy named Bruce Gray, and what happened was this Ron Mathis guy was a little bit of a sore loser as he gave the referee a pow driver after he lost the match. He also gave this Bruce Gray guy a pow driver on the ring apron. Both the ref and Bruce Gray seemed a little bit hurt, like legitimately.
So,
referees expected to take like dangerous moves like the pow driver now, because I heard wrestling school they're required to jump off the top rope now to graduate from referee school.
Really? What school is this, Ryan?
Wait, you need to jump off the
top rope? Are you talking about all schools?
The top
like
rope?
You tell me Trump has made a decree that you cannot graduate wrestling school unless you can jump off the top rope as a referee?
Yeah.
It's the local wrestling school in Hagerstown.
Oh, the local one. Okay. Well, you know, Ryan, when the whole idea back when you used to train to be a referee was you should be able to take a bump or two. But you're not in there necessarily training to be a full-time wrestler, unless you're training to be a wrestler, but you suck, and then you become a referee.
Well, and that way, if somebody doesn't show up or something like that, you can grab the mask and put that on and do double duty and possibly get two paychecks.
And you know that, I did that actually, that's how I debuted. You know that before the show, the talent and the referee have a discussion, and I'm sure that the talent would make sure that the referee is comfortable taking a scary move. If the referee is not comfortable, then they'd get another referee, or they wouldn't do the spot. So my guess is that those individuals probably weren't hurt too badly. It probably was some sort of storyline.
This has been one of the shakier starts of the program in quite some time.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
This is what I've been missing on Sundays the last 2 weeks.
It's like every show we do. Last night's Ring of Honor tapings in Las Vegas, Tenille Dashwood revealed she will be undergoing surgery to repair a shoulder injury. Now, normally on this show, if you're a longtime listener, if there's one promotion that I rant about on a regular basis, it's WWE, because they have billions of dollars and they can do whatever the hell they want. And so that means they usually just do whatever the hell they want. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid and infuriates me. I rarely say that about other promotions because most other promotions, there's a requirement to make money and actually get fans to become invested in the product and spend money on it. Ring of Honor is one of those promotions. But Ring of Honor did something this weekend I'm flabbergasted by. So they had a pay-per-view on Friday night, and Sumi Sakai defended the Women of Honor title against Tenille Dashwood, the former Emma, okay? So they're having this match, and Sumi Sakai puts her in a straight armbar, the move that Ronda Rousey broke like everyone's arm with. Straight armbar. And Tenille Dashwood fights and fights and fights. And she's fighting for way too long. Like, okay, now it's fake. Like, her arm would be in 10 pieces by now. She still hasn't given up yet.
Is she screaming bloody murder as well?
She's kicking her feet. She's the whole nine yards. I'm like, why has she not submitted yet? And suddenly, she's limp. And we are told that she has gone unconscious.
By a sniper bullet or what?
From an arm bar. Now, when you and I were kids, Mike, because we're old, there were submission holds where if you were a babyface, back then babyfaces never gave up. So if you were a babyface and you were, for example, put in Ric Flair's figure four leg lock or a famous example, Bret Hart and Steve Austin, that sharpshooter, you didn't quit. Instead, you were rendered unconscious.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes in the figure four, I believe, lost a title that way. I can't remember what it
was.
That's
right.
It may have been the world title, in fact. He was so busted up that Flair held the ropes, ref didn't
see
it, and Dusty just flat on his back.
Because they passed out from the pain. The pain was too much for them to endure, and they went unconscious, okay? That was fine in like the 70s, the 80s, whatever. But it's 2018. Everybody... You don't have to do jiu-jitsu. Everybody knows what an armbar does to you. The idea that Tenille Dashwood was rendered unconscious by an armbar is like completely... That's like a WWE finish. It's preposterous. So, anyway, whatever. They did a goofy finish. Kind of dumb. So, the next day, on television, she comes out with her arm in a sling. And actually, something happened after the match. She was beat up by a mysterious person backstage. And it was like a split-second impact to the back type deal. Then the next day, she reveals that she needs shoulder surgery. She's going to be out of action for a long period of time. All I could think, and this was not something that happened last night, by the way. This was an injury that she had had for some time. She claimed she'd had the injury for 6 months or so and needed to undergo surgery. So everyone knows where I'm going, right? Why didn't Sumi Sakai put her in a shoulder lock and injure her shoulder? You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm astounded by this.
Maybe she doesn't know a good shoulder breaker and shoulder lock maneuver.
Mike.
I know.
It's fake.
I know.
You make it up. Okay? That's 90% of the submissions in Mexico. They're preposterous. Or any of the moves. The human knot. Okay, that's completely... It happens in New Japan, too. It's ridiculous. But you pretend because it's wrestling. So I have no idea. But anyway, point of this is she's going to be out of action for a while, which means certainly no, I would presume no, Women's Evolution show. And that's the story. And we got a mystery attacker. Who attacked Emma? We'll find out someday. Also, Punishment Martinez.
Wasn't Jeff Cobb.
No, Punishment Martinez lost the title to Jeff Cobb, the Ring of Honor television title.
That's a spoiler.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was the champion and he's going to WWE, so yeah, I spoiled it, okay? So he dropped the title to Jeff Cobb.
Let's see if Cobb comes out with wearing that ROH TV title tonight. He might as well.
So I just want to mention this because when people heard that Punishment Martinez was leaving, there were some people on our board. There's a subsection of people that just need Ring of Honor to fail for some reason. And they're just like, oh, it seems like everybody just wants to get the hell out of Ring of Honor. Now Punishment Martinez is gone. Punishment Martinez has been on the show. He's 36 years old. He may be 37 by now, for all I know. Mike can look it up. He explained on the show that he's been in the business for a long time. And for many, many years, his attitude kept him from getting ahead. And finally, he got opportunities in Ring of Honor. I can tell you, this guy gets emotional talking about what Ring of Honor has done for his life and his career. He's going to WWE, he's given it a try because of his age, not because of anything that has to do with not liking Ring of Honor. He loves that place. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I'd like to publicly apologize to the first guy that texted me here today. According to Maiku Buraiku, what are you laughing about? Maiku Buraiku.
Why don't you just say at no one can be trusted on Twitter?
Because his name is Maiku Buraiku.
Thank you, Maiku Buraiku.
Exactly. Sorry, Brian, you're incorrect about New Japan World billing. They bill on the last day of the calendar month. This is on their website. I can confirm it is accurate. If you subscribe on December 1st, your period ends December 31st. If you subscribe on December 15th, your period ends December 31st.
I like the last example.
And if you subscribe on December 31st, your period ends on December 31st.
Here's the thing.
No, hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well.
You have got to be kidding me.
Believe it
what?
Or not. Let me say two things here before you go off. If I recall correctly, I can't remember what show it was. I recall now hearing Kevin Kelly's voice say, if you want to sign up for the service, wait until the next day. That way you would get something that was coming up the next month. So that may be the case. Now, I'm looking at my statement here of the last time I was billed. It was on the 4th. And the international fee, I mean, I don't know, maybe it went through to them on the 1st and to me on the 4th. I'd have to see, maybe it was a weekend or something like that, but it was not on the last day of the month. Mine was done on the 4th, so who knows here. But okay. I do recall Kevin Kelly saying something like that, where it was better to wait before ordering. That way you got the other show as well, too.
Hold on.
Just throwing that out there.
Three things. First off, somebody tell me that this is not correct.
First things last.
How in the world can you run a subscription service like this? It's 2018, for crying out loud. Is there any other subscription service on the internet, anywhere in the world, on anything, where they bill on the 30th no matter what day you sign up? This is completely ridiculous. Number two, if this is right, fix this. Okay? And number three, I will say this, and God forbid I could be wrong, because now I don't trust anything anymore. If you go to njpwworld.com right now, there's a clock at the top of the page. And according to that clock and calendar, it is now October 1st. And everything that I just read was in Japan Standard Time, I guess it would be. So I guess that means that if you're listening to this right now, you can sign up for New Japan World and you will get 30 days because you are signing up in October if you sign up right now. So you'll be able to watch Fighting Spirit Unleashed and get 30 days. But this is just like I feel that I am doing a disservice to the listeners if I ever plug New Japan World on any day but the first. So they've got to fix this.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
And we need a little bit of clarification on this cycle. Again, I recall Kevin Kelly saying something like that, but if you would have held a gun to my head at the beginning of the show, I don't recall there being this limitation where if you sign up, it's not, because again, they're not prorating your money, you know, so I find that to be very, very confusing. Hopefully somebody calls and is able to dovetail this into their frustration over the card tonight and who was booked on it. But
oh, don't get into this again. David here says, this happened to me the first time I subscribed to New Japan World. I thought I would get 30 days and you don't. Not only that, if you unsubscribe, you are canceled immediately. So basically,
that's true. I have heard that.
This is WrestlingObserver.com, okay? For our website, if you sign up on the 8th, you're good until the 8th of the next month. If you sign up on the 8th and you cancel on the 9th, you still get it until the 8th of the next month. It's not hard, okay? This person here claims, It's how all monthly payment services work in Japan, from what I read. You know, maybe this is why streaming services aren't taken off. I don't know.
I guess everybody pays their bills in the first 2 weeks of the month, I guess, because, like, you got to hope for that influx and then.
So sign up that
day. Who cares
day.
For the rest of it?
If I'm living paycheck to paycheck, I sign up when I get my paycheck, and then, like, it'll come out the next month when I get my paycheck, right? Right.
Wait.
So
if you have direct deposit,
this should not be forced upon me. This should not be forced upon me as a consumer. This should be a decision I make what day I'm going to pay. It's just nonsensical.
Well,
so you're telling me what this basically means? What this means?
You shouldn't, as a consumer, wait a second. You as a consumer should not choose when to pay. I mean, there are some things I'm sure you could do that.
Yeah,
with,
you should.
But no.
I can decide when I want to pay.
No, because if you decide you don't, no. I mean, look, I know what you're saying, I think, though. The term should be, if it's you're paying for 30 days, you're paying one rate, it's $9.99 for 30 days. No matter when you pay, you should be entitled to the 30 days. It does, I mean, again, it's a matter of wording.
Well, I've seen a lot of subscription services actually that do that, where when you cancel, like, you're canceled. That's it. It's done.
Well.
This is more, here's why this is weird. When Dave and I plugged this card on Wednesday, and we noted that it's not going to air on Access TV Live, it's only on New Japan World, anybody who listened to that show on Wednesday, who signed up that day or Thursday or Friday so that they could watch the show, guess what? They can't watch it because their subscription's already expired. That's ridiculous.
Well, we will take a poll of those people. Hopefully they... Somebody did that. Actually, may I guess? I don't know if hopefully somebody did that. It would make for good radio, I guess, hopefully, if somebody did that and has got something to say about it, because now they're screwed out of it and won't be able to see the show. So if that happened to you, contact Brian immediately.
Sports says this was an issue around All In, too. People were buying New Japan World for All In and then getting charged twice in the space of a week. That's from my Wales scout.
Ah.
Yeah, this needs to be fixed. This is ridiculous.
They have bobbled the ball on more than one occasion, and there's going to be those types of growing pains and mistakes, but there are some things that I think are kind of, that were completely avoidable, and something like this,
yeah, here's
in
one.
My opinion, in 2018, after all of these other services and all of these other sports have been successful, and you've seen what their model has been, to have something like this happen is just kind of ridiculous.
And you know, here's another thing, all right? So as many people have noted, like, why isn't there an English language New Japan World site? Now, they do have a translation thing there. I never have any problem with it, okay? I have no problem navigating New Japan World. But some people ask, why isn't there? If you're doing an expansion into the U.S., why isn't there an English language dedicated site, okay? This is another thing. I'm not going to sit here and tell Japan how to do business. In Japan.
They won't listen.
If they want to have a service where in Japan you're billed on the 30th no matter what, and if you sign up on the 29th, your subscription ends the next day, knock yourself out. That's the way things are done in Japan. Fine, okay? That's not how they're done in America. Anywhere. And so you're going to alienate fans by having a service where these fans, like this guy said, if it happened at All In and now it's happening for this show, which is also on the 30th, I mean, that's two times now in the span of a month that fans are getting screwed. They could conceivably have been billed four times because they want to watch two shows in a 30-day span. So you can do whatever you want for New Japan World in Japan. But if you're going to have the service in America, it needs to be 30 days from the date that you sign up. Now, if you want to do the deal where if you cancel, that's it, it's over. Like, that doesn't bother me as much because, like I said, I've seen a lot of subscription services like that. I don't know why they do that, but I've seen that. That, at least fans are aware that sometimes that happens. You're canceling anyway. You know what I mean? But to sign up on the 30th and get one day, that's it? This is ridiculous.
In a lot of ways, I think.
And by the way, the exact opposite of WWE, where this guy goes, I canceled my network a long time ago. I still watch WWE pay-per-views for free.
Yeah.
Can we have a happy medium? You get what you pay for and nothing else.
Well, Ring of Honor and New Japan, they need each other in a lot of ways, and I wish they could work a little bit. Two completely different businesses and all that sort of stuff. I get it, and they have a business partnership. To me, this is a partnership that, looking forward, they really ought to continue to develop that and make that the way that they're going to move a lot of things forward. And I think a healthy union moving forward and being able to help each other out in each other's markets is a... I think they desperately need to do that. I think they need to market the shows when New Japan comes over. So having some sort of ROH participation, it would help avoid some of the scuttlebutt and backlash that they've gotten for this card. But again, I just look at both of them going forward, and I know there's a lot of money. They both got a lot of money. They both got a lot of good things going for them, but they are far better off somehow better off working together than they are alone.
Sports says you need to apologize to the I did. You idiot. Listen to the show. All right, this person says, if I remember right, that's how they do subscription. Yes, I got that. All right, they do that for Stardom, too. He got billed twice. All right, on another note, we'll get to this after the break, but I'll read the question now. Heard on a podcast, some of the current women's roster in WWE is resistant to the idea that the veterans are returning and getting prominent spots on the Evolution pay-per-view. Is that true? Have you heard anything about it? Well, we'll talk about it after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So the question here, heard some of the current women's roster in WWE resistant to the idea veterans are returning and getting prominent spots on the pay-per-view. Is that true?
I can understand it.
Heard anything about it? I'm sure. I haven't heard anything about it. I'm sure there's some women upset at the Bellas, that Nikki's going to headline, that Nikki and Bri have prominent spots. Maybe they're mad that Lita's coming back, Trish Stratus. I'll make everyone mad here. I don't care. They need to get over it. This goes for the men as well. Like, this is what happens on these shows. This is what gets people interested in the shows. I realize this happens all the time. We've worked hard all year long. Now the Bellas waltz in off Total Divas, and they're getting a headline spot. Yeah. I can imagine being upset about it. But you know what? The women's Royal Rumble, like, the excitement for a lot of fans was to see the women that hadn't been around for a long time. Those women got huge ovations. They came out there. They did their thing. I mean, it wasn't like one of them won. Asuka's the one that won the Women's Royal Rumble. And what happened? The women's evolution continued on. They gave the women other things that they could do, equality, the whole night. It didn't hurt anything. It didn't hurt anybody. And if these returning stars build interest in the show and they draw money, they sell tickets, it's better for everybody. They're not there every week. It's a special event, just like WrestleMania. WrestleMania is a special event. It wouldn't be a special event without people coming back, without big stars from the mainstream, without wackiness. It's just the way things work. It's been like that forever. It's just something from wrestling.
It'll be hard feelings forever. And look, it's just competition. If you happen to be the one person and you feel as though you should be on Lance, you know, Lance's WrestleMania moment was basically taken away from him. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, but that was
right?
For something stupid.
It was, but it's just like, you know, he's looking at something else that was on that main show and time-wise and everything else and going, you know, it could have been me on there. And some people, you know, stay more upset about things like that than others. And look, all, you know, circumstances are different. But obviously, there, because of competition, there's hard feelings. But you should want to try to make it, you know, to get to a point where you can be called back and have something like this happen for you later on down the line. And you just have to kind of deal with it. I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised that there's people who would be upset just because if it's about Bellas and TV time, I mean, that's sort of ludicrous. And if it's about the Evolution show, I mean, everybody is going to be on that show. I mean, it seems like almost everybody that's ever worked there has been contacted to come back and have some sort of presence on that show. So I don't know. I think in today's day and age, it's a little bit kind of funny and wacky, even though I'm not there in the locker room dealing with it. I mean, you're not getting paid on a piece of the gate. You didn't build up a town. And then, you know, you're not going to be able to work the main show, you know, the last stampede after you've been building it up. I mean, it's a completely different era. I mean, are they making money? Are you making X amount of dollars because you appeared on a pay-per-view or on a show as opposed to not?
And listen, the Miller Lite Catfight girls, they didn't sell one ticket, whatever that stupid act was that bumped Lance off the show. But The Rock, trust me, did more for those two WrestleManias for John Cena than anybody else would have in his spot. And I mean this like in the nicest way possible. And this is not just for the women, it goes for the men as well. Who wants to see a 4-hour women's only pay-per-view with the same women that I see every Monday and Thursday doing the exact same matches I've seen 1,000 times? Right?
Yeah.
There's got to be.
Yeah.
Even the men's pay-per-views, the regular pay-per-views, which aren't men, they're mixed. But the point is, the regular monthly pay-per-views. That's why every pay-per-view's got some sort of goofy hook, goofy stipulation, goofy this, goofy that, somebody this, somebody that. Because otherwise, you're just watching Raw and SmackDown again on a Sunday. So there's got to be something different. And just the hook of, it's all women, is not enough. I see plenty of women on SmackDown. I see plenty of women on Raw. I see plenty of women on pay-per-views. What you would be doing was taking all of those things that I already see and just doing another pay-per-view with them all wrestling each other again. There needs to be a hook there. There needs to be something different. I don't know if Trish Stratus and Alexa Bliss is going to be any good. But you know what? It's totally different. It's a cool idea. Lita coming back, wrestling Mickie James, cool. Great. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella would not be my pick for the main event. Because I don't think it's going to be a blow-away match. And it's headlining the show. But, I mean, if Nikki Bella worked like Asuka, great. Do it. Let's go. That's fine with me. So, that's my thoughts on this. People complain about it every time something like this happens. Yeah. It never kills anything.
Again, I can understand it from a competitiveness point of view. And, you know, Trish Stratus is coming back. And, you know, you can throw out any name you want. I don't even want to throw out a name because then somebody would attach me to it. But let's find, say, Naomi. Maybe she's always wanted to wrestle Alexa Bliss, too. And she's going to be regulated onto something else further down the card or something like that. You know, again, competitiveness-wise and professionally, I can see there being a little bit, but again, I mean, in this day and age where you're not paid on the amount of pay-per-view numbers being in on the show and all that sort of stuff, I think it's, I don't know, I think it's a little much.
Bert says, with all the veterans returning, you think we'll have a chance of seeing CM Punk? No, they don't want him, they don't need him, and he doesn't want them, so it's not happening.
Why is this so difficult for people? There's another one stuck in the past, as if, like, you know, people need to come back in this day and age to wrestling, and I know that a lot of people do. I know a lot of people will. What exactly about that situation from a real-life point of view leads those two roads back to each other? Come on.
Look at this idiot. He says, shut up, Alvarez, you geek. This is the guy that demanded I apologize to the first texter. Keep in mind, I came back from a break. The first thing I did was apologize to that texter. 10 minutes later, this idiot tells me I need to apologize to the guy. I tell him to shut up, then he tells me to shut up. Is this Marco stunt? It's got to be some idiot.
It's the guy that wants to fight Dave.
That guy can't even text. He's banned. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
What's up, guys? How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing great.
Good, man. Good. Just a quick question. I know WWE a few months ago did the Japan show, and that started at 4 o'clock in the morning, give or take. And now I think our show is give or take the same time as well. Do you guys think that's a good thing to start, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning on the Eastern time? You know what I mean? I know most people are getting up for work or, you know, I know they probably could catch it on.
Wait, which show are you talking about?
Time. Well, I know, you know, the Japan show they did a few months ago, the Blood Rising thing with Brock Lesnar. He you know, it was like a 4 a.m. start Eastern time.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Australia.
What do you want these Japanese fans to do? Get up at 3 a.m.?
No, but I'm sure my point is I know majority of their, I don't know for 100%, I'm taking a guess. Let me just say this. But I know most of their fans are probably United States. A majority of them, correct? I mean, obviously, I don't have
the WWE fans?
To get up.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at 4 o'clock in the morning, the Australia show is somewhere around that neighborhood too, right?
Yeah, well, what do you want the Australians to do? Have to get up at 3 a.m. for the show?
Well, my question being is, you know, do you think WWE benefits in the States?
It doesn't make any difference.
So early in the morning?
It doesn't make any difference.
Hold on.
I'll
answer this because as somebody who is up at that time of the morning, I am ecstatic about it. If there was one thing about this presidency that brought it brought people for the third shift the chance to have breaking news on a regular basis. There's people like me that love Hawaii football because at 2:30 in the morning, at least we've got some sort of live programming that's on. So, yeah,
I work overnight myself, so I agree with you, yes.
For some members of people out there, you know, we do get a kick out of this, but the reality is I have seen shows in England. I remember when Ricky Hatton was starting to get big, and they would hold these shows in England at a time where they would be in prime time at 10 o'clock. They would be airing on Showtime, which means it was, 3 o'clock in the morning in Manchester when this guy was fighting. If anything is, thank God we are in an era where the world got smaller and technology has gotten to where it's been, where it doesn't matter. As long as you don't spoil yourself, you can hit a button and watch the entire show at your leisure when you want to. And since you're not, WWE is not selling this as anything other than part of their regular subscription at $9.99. It makes zero difference whatsoever. It is an important show to them, but it's an important show to them realistically as far as their pocketbooks go. Yeah, they're going to move some things forward for Crown Jewel, but the reason they're holding this show is because it's going to make a lot of money for them. It just happens to be able to see something we're going to be able to see live, and it's something that they can throw up on their network because they're going to be filming it anyway.
All right, here's the deal. So if they want to run the Australia show on our schedule, that would mean that they would be asking, and keep in mind, they want to sell 80,000 tickets. They would be asking everybody in Australia to get up and be at the building at 8 o'clock a.m. on a Monday. 80,000 people, 8 o'clock a.m. on a Monday. That's not going to happen.
No, and look,
in Japan, it would be an hour earlier. They want everyone there at 7 a.m. on a Monday in order to run their pay-per-view for the benefit of us. It doesn't matter. They can sell the tickets at a convenient time for the people in the local market, and then you can either watch it live if you want to, or you can watch it at your normal pay-per-view time, and everybody wins.
Yeah. Now, this isn't if they were holding this show and they were bringing all these names back and it was going to be on pay-per-view and it was going to be, you know, the super special thing in Australia, okay, yeah, then you try to tilt the times and you would hold it on a Saturday, realistically, and you'd try to do what the UFC has done where it would be, like, airing at 1 p.m. or something like that. You know, you try to figure it out that way. But, again, like you said, the reality of this thing is just they don't need it to sell anything, and you can watch it anytime you want anyway.
This person says, is the transition to strictly a streaming platform in the UK a beta test for the same in the U.S., in your opinion? No, that's the deal they got. This is UFC. That's just the deal they got. Yeah. And they took it. They're taking the short-term money and not looking at the long-term gain or loss, because that's what people do, unfortunately, and they shouldn't. But the difference is UFC needs to make a ton of money. Like with WWE's got so much money that they were offered a several hundred million dollar streaming deal, and they turned it down, and they chose to stay on over-the-air television. They could afford to make that choice. The SmackDown television deal, if I recall correctly, they could have made more money moving SmackDown to a streaming platform. But they realized that now is not the time, and it will just castrate the audience. And thus, we'll take a little less money, because we can afford it, and we'll stay on television. Now, UFC needs to make a ton of money this year, and next year, and the year after. And so they're choosing deals to make the money now. And unfortunately, it's going to make things very difficult for them as time moves on.
It's always difficult for a fight business. WWE can deflate and still be able to function well. It is difficult for fight companies and organizations and everything like that to do that. And we'll have to see going forward. I mean, they are in – it's different. It's different for the UFC. I mean, Bellator aiming at being, you know, having the ability to be number one in the UK, you know, is quite interesting, you know, considering, you know, your two biggest markets are, you know, the UK and North America for both UFC and WWE. It's an interesting dichotomy where both of them are at right now when it comes to their rights, even though they're both making a ridiculous amount and probably far more than what their product, what they put out, what it's worth.
Here's your full New Japan card. Taguchi Japan versus Roppongi 3K, Liger, Taguchi, and ACH versus Rocky Romero, Show, and Yo. We got The Addiction versus Hangman Page and Chase Owens. Jeff Cobb, Chris Sabin, Flip Gordon versus Chaos. Los Ingobernables versus Suzuki Goon. And more, which I'll get to after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. The rest of the Fighting Spirit card tonight, Will Ospreay, Marty Scurll for the junior heavyweight title semifinal tournament match. Should be awesome. Young Bucks versus Tama Tonga Tagovailoa, stemming from the last show. Juice Robinson versus Cody for the U.S. title. And Chaos, Okada and Ishii versus Omega and Ibushi, which also should be an awesome match. So check it out tonight on New Japan World. It looks like I'll be doing two more shows here tonight. A show with Vinny and a show with Dave. So lots of stuff coming up to check out at WrestlingObserver.com, which if you sign up today, you also actually will get the exact same number of days as New Japan World because it's October in Japan. But it is September here. You'll get the 30th through the 30th. So do not miss out. There's a lot of great stuff up there. 9,500 shows. 9,500 shows in the archives. Thousands of back issues of The Observer and Figure Four Weekly. We got brand new shows every single day. Today is a three-show day. Tomorrow, at least two shows. I'm going to Raw tomorrow as well, so we'll have live Raw results.
Look at you.
From Seattle. Tuesday, Brian, Vinny, and Craig show. Retro Raw Nitro 19 years ago this week. That should be a lot of fun. And a bunch of other great stuff as well. Mike does shows. Lance Storm, Filthy Tom Lawler, Dave Meltzer. List goes on and on. Check it out. And check us out again tomorrow. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Check out sportsbyline.com. If you ever have a problem with the stream, if you go to sportsbyline.com, you can listen live there as well, and that one is often working as well, so check it out. And that's it from here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.